March 13, 1929, how the divine love overflowed in creation. How the divine will does not know how to do broken things. How each privation of Jesus is a new pain. I feel a strength within me, a divine power, which draws me continuously into the eternal volition, as if it wanted me in continuous company with its acts, to give to its little newborn the life of these acts, and to have the pleasure of hearing them being repeated, or of repeating them together with her. It seems that the divine fiat enjoys very much, it celebrates, when it sees the little newborn in its arms of light, either to tell her something about its long story, or to let her repeat what it does together with it. The divine fiat feels all the joy, the happiness for having issued the creation. So, its light transported my little intelligence into Eden, in the act when our Creator, in a surge of love, created the life of love in Adam, in order to love him always, without ever ceasing, as indeed it never ceased, to be loved by him in return with an incessant love. It wanted to love him with a love that never says enough, but it wanted to be loved in return. While my mind was wandering in the love of the Creator and of the creature, my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, in the first act of the creation of man, our love overflowed so strongly and raised its flames so high, as to make its arcane voices heard, so strong and penetrating, that the heavens, the stars, the sun, the wind, the sea and everything felt invested by mysterious voices crying out over the head of man, 'I love you, I love you, I love you.' These arcane and powerful voices called man. And he, as though stirred from a sweet sleep and feeling enraptured by each 'I love you' of the one who had created him, also cried out in his surge of love, in the sun, in the heavens, in the sea and everything, 'I love you, I love you, I love you, O my Creator.' Our divine will which dominated Adam did not let him lose anything, not even one 'I love you' of ours to which he would not respond with his own. It was lovely, a sweet enchantment, to hear him, as the power of our divine fiat would take the 'I love you' of our son, the dear jewel of our heart, upon the wings of its light, and invading the whole creation, he would make us hear, in each created thing, his continuous 'I love you,' just like our own. Our divine will does not know how to do broken and interrupted things, but continuous. As long as Adam possessed his dear inheritance of our fiat, he possessed its continuous act. It can be said that he competed with us, for when we do an act, it no longer ceases. Therefore, everything was harmony between him and us, harmony of love, of beauty, of sanctity. Our fiat let him lack nothing of all our things. As he withdrew from our will, he lost the way in order to reach our things, and formed many voids between himself and us, voids of love, voids of beauty and of sanctity, and formed an abyss of distance between God and himself. And this is why our fiat wants to return into the creature as fount of life, to fill these voids and make him return, as a little newborn, into its arms, and to give him its continuous act, just as it created him. After this, I felt myself without my highest good, Jesus, and I experience such pain that I am unable to explain it. Then, after much waiting, my dear life came back, and I said to him, 'Tell me, my beloved Jesus, why is the pain of your privation always new? As you hide, I feel a new pain arise within my soul, a death more cruel, more harrowing, more than those experienced other times, when you eclipse yourself from me.' And my always lovable Jesus told me, 'My daughter, you must know that every time I come to you, I communicate to you a new act of my divinity. I communicate to you now a new knowledge about my divine will, now a new beauty of mine, now a new sanctity of mine, and so with all our divine qualities. This new act that I communicate to you causes that, when you remain without me, this greater knowledge brings a new pain into the soul, because the more one knows a good, the more one loves it, and the new love brings the new pain when you remain without it. This is why, when you remain without me, you feel that a new pain invades your soul. But this new pain prepares you to receive, and the void is prepared in you in which to place the new knowledges about the divine will. The pain, the new harrowing death that you suffer because of my privation, is the new call which, with arcane and mysterious and enrapturing voice, calls me. And I come, and, in return, I manifest to you a new truth which brings you the new life of your Jesus. More so, since the knowledges on my divine fiat are divine lives that come out of the womb of our divinity, and therefore the divine pain which you suffer because of my privation has the virtue of calling from heaven these divine lives of the knowledges of my will to reveal themselves to you, so as to make them reign on the face of the earth? Oh! If you knew what value one single knowledge on my divine will contains, what good it can produce, you would hold it as the most precious relic, and one kept as more than sacrament. Therefore, let me do, and abandon yourself in my arms, waiting for your Jesus to bring you the divine lives of the knowledges of his fiat.